I remember that day so well that Gabby Giffords was shot in the Tucson, Arizona shooting, just terrible, terrible thing. And 4 days later, I was writing with Brett Beavers, who I write a lot of songs with, and a new guy I had never written with before named Dan Wilson, who's had a lot of success in different genres of music. And that day, no one had anything. It was just one of those days, let's get together. We had 2 days planned, so it was like we use this first day just to kind of talk about some things, get to know each other. But then that day something happened, just a real magical moment came together where a melody and an idea came out of nowhere. All of us had our inputs for me. That was weighing heavily on my mind, big time. And it happened at the same time. There's a lot of chatter on TV. It had been going on for a while. Just a lot of just really negative stuff back and forth. And it really kind of bothers me and always will when people try to divide the country into two sides. There's over 300 million people living here. It's really, how could there just be two? It'd be like the NFL having two teams. Like there's AFC and then NFC. No, it's like there's several teams, several different groups of people, but in the end we're all, we're all Americans, and I think that's the most important description of all of us. And I think we wanted to write a song that's captured the spirit of this country, the good and the bad. And I think it was an amazing song. I'm really proud of that song. And I think for to see Gabby make the recovery she's made, it's pretty miraculous. I'm so happy for her and her family and friends, and very positive thing to come out of such a terrible incident.